The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, committed to providing water and wastewater services to customers in portions of 14 counties, and making ongoing investments in water system infrastructure to support safe, reliable service. Learn more at KentuckyAMWater.com. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What is happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Well, I'm here today to talk about one of my favorite things every year, and that is the pawpaw. Maybe Kentucky's ugliest fruit? It is P-A-W-P-A-W, and so it sounds like maybe a made-up word, but it is a fruit that is native to central Appalachia region, all the way down to parts of northern Georgia and parts of southern New York and Michigan, but really Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, we're the heart of it. And I like to say the best pawpaws come from Kentucky. I really love banana chocolate chip bread. This time of year, I want it to be a little bit more tropical feeling, and I'll use a pawpaw instead and make the banana chocolate chip bread with pawpaw. And you get a lot more of those tropical flavors that are peeking through, but without adding anything like pineapple or coconut.
You think you would need to add bananas, or could you do it all in pawpaw?
I would just do it all in pawpaw, yeah. In that same vein, you might want to make sweet potato pawpaw waffle. So if you're really nervous about turning on the oven, it can be still some hot days and you don't want to be baking something, just get a basic waffle batter, have a half a purple sweet potato that you've cooked and roasted, smash that down with some of the pawpaw until you get this like really tropical sweet potato pawpaw waffle batter that then you can top as you see fit. So that's another way. The third way I might suggest is making a pawpaw marmalade or pawpaw jam. And so you take the insides of the pawpaw, you mix some sugar, maybe some vanilla bean paste, cook that down with the sugar on a really low, slow temperature because you don't want to scald the pawpaw, and you want to try to maintain as much of those really volatile aromatics. Get that into a thick paste or marmalade, and I think that'd be really good on butter toast.
I'm really excited about all these options for pawpaws. This is peak pawpaw season, available not only at the Saturday market, but also at the Sunday market.
Yeah, so you can find them at lots of markets around central Kentucky right now. But as we said, they won't last long. They don't last on the shelf long. They don't have a long season. So don't wait. Act now. Get your pawpaws before this offer expires.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about pawpaws at the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. You know, we talk about it every year, and I'm still amazed at how many people I run into that not only have never tasted it, but have never even heard of pawpaws. It's considered kind of a mountain fruit, and I'm guessing that people can find them in the wild.
Even in downtown Lexington, I've lived in several different neighborhoods, and I've had a pawpaw tree in every one of the neighborhoods I've lived in. There are several that are growing on the Henry Clay Estate. There are several in the Arboretum. All over this area, all into the Red River Gorge, eastern Kentucky, you can find the trees. They don't always have a really good consistency, though. So you might have a tree that has a lot of fruit that just doesn't taste very good. And then you'll have some trees that don't have very much fruit but taste really good. You just might not recognize it at first because it is sort of an unassuming plant. And then the fruit itself is only available for a very short time each year. And so you'll probably never see it at a grocery store. It didn't make it into any one of your children's like 26 fruits and vegetables by the alphabet books because it's just not that common and it doesn't keep for very long. So it's usually available from the end of August through maybe the middle of September. That's why we have farmers that also have been able to, through partnerships with their family members or through the Kentucky State University or by exploring on their own land, been able to identify plants that produce really delicious fruit that's good to eat, good to make into things.
Because it is such a limited supply, probably a good idea within the next couple of weeks to go early to the market and pick up the pawpaws?
Yeah, absolutely. And what are you looking for? That's going to be the other thing. I've said it's an ugly fruit, but I haven't really described what it is. It is about the size of a mango. It sort of looks like an unripe mango for many people. What's your experience? I know that you and your family enjoy it. How would you describe it to people?
I always thought it looked like, especially when it's hard off the tree, because initially when it falls, it's
not ripe. And when it's not ripe, it kind of looks like a green potato, like a small green potato. And they do come in various sizes. Most of them are kind of, you know, handheld size. But you got to wait until they get even uglier. Mm-hmm. You got to wait until they sort of brown up. My grandfather always said that they were best off the ground when they've sat in the dew for a night or two, and that that was the best time to get them, because otherwise they're too hard. They don't, you just can't eat them. Another thing, the skin's not really what you want to eat necessarily. In fact, they're consumed in an unusual way, because the insides are almost like pudding, and that's exactly what you want. You want that really delicious inside. They have seeds that are kind of like large watermelon seeds, I guess. You know, they're what, about three times the size of a regular watermelon seed, but they're very similar. And so you may have several seeds within one piece of fruit, but you can easily get the meat off of it, and it is delicious. It has a distinctive flavor. It's somewhere between, what, a mango and a banana.
And some people still pick up on some more of those more funky notes. And so I think that's why either people love it or don't love it, is because it has this really unique, robust flavor profile. It has the texture that some people find off-putting and some people love. The ugly skin that can be either green all the way to like a murky brown, black color. And you just never know what you're going to get when you slice into it. If you don't like eating it out of hand, which is what most people enjoy, is they will slice it open in half. There's the line of black seeds that are going down the middle. You can use a spoon to sort of dig those out. You eat the inside, I guess, goop with the spoon, and that's it. Or you can turn that into some baked goods or other things to help it last a little longer.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because I think people are used to eating fruit naturally just in hand, but preparing it as part of something else, because it is such a Kentucky fruit and so distinctive, it sounds like there's opportunities to really make something special if you've got some pawpaws.
Yeah, there are some great opportunities, and there are some wives' tales about only cooking it if it's this way, or if you cook it this way, it'll give. There's all kinds of different things, but from my experience, I treat it like really ripe bananas if I'm cooking it into a baked good or a confection. Then I treat it sort of like an apple or a palm fruit if I'm going to be cooking it down for something like a jam or a jelly or a topping.
Never had pawpaw bread, but I'm definitely going to try that. I've loved pawpaws. I've had them grow ever since I was a child. They've been around. So I'm excited to try something new like that. And I can't believe I've never tried it before. How many pawpaws do you think it would take to make a good sort of pawpaw bread?
That sounds like an Appalachian riddle right there. How many pawpaws? I would say probably about 2 to 3 medium pawpaws would be the equivalent of 3 to 4 large-sized bananas. If it's in a recipe, that's about how many you would need in order to get a cup full of the insides in order to make the recipe. That's about the equivalency.